Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden clashed over just about everything at their first debate last night. NPR's Mara Liasson reports Trump repeatedly tried to badger Biden into responding in anger or making a mistake.
They shouted, they traded insults, and there were plenty of interruptions, mostly from the president. It was enough to make voters watching long for a commercial break. But there were no commercials for the 90 minutes of the first debate. Instead, there were lots of moments like this one.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that question?
The question is, the question is,
the radical left.
Will you shut up,
man? Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
Who's
is
on
so
your list?
Right.
Gentlemen,
this is,
I think
this
we've
is
ended
so
this
unprecedented.
With so few voters truly undecided, it's not clear yet what, if any, impact the debate will have on the race, although some voters reported being so turned off it made them not want to vote at all. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Trump is being criticized for failing to condemn white supremacists. Instead, when asked about the extremist group, the Proud Boys, he told them to, quote, stand back and stand by. Trump said he was seeing violence committed by leftists. Meanwhile, both Trump and Biden are returning to the campaign trail today. NPR's Giles Snyder has more.
President Trump is planning to campaign in Minnesota, holding a rally late in the day at Duluth International Airport. The trip is his second this month to Minnesota, which for decades has been a Democratic stronghold in presidential elections. Joe Biden will be boarding an Amtrak train for a whistle-stop tour of eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania, both key states heading into the November election. Biden and Trump next meet for the second of three debates on October 15th.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. A majority of U.S. households with children are facing serious financial problems during the pandemic. That's according to a new poll by NPR, the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee prepared this report.
The NPR poll found that 60% of households with children have lost jobs, businesses, or have had their wages or hours reduced during the pandemic. As a result, they are facing serious financial problems. That's putting an enormous amount of stress on parents, says psychologist Anna Johnson of Georgetown University, who wasn't involved in the poll.
The parents are stressed, they're short-tempered, you know, irritable, frustrated.
When parents are stressed, she says, it trickles down to their kids. The NPR poll found that 60% of parents are having trouble caring for their children. And 35% say they're struggling to support their kids adjust to major life changes. All this, Johnson says, could leave a lasting impact on children's mental health and education. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. The hospital chain Universal Health Services says its IT system remains offline. In a statement yesterday, the company blamed a malware attack. Universal Health Systems was hit by saboteurs on Sunday. Doctors and nurses have resorted to using paper documentation at hundreds of company hospitals and other facilities in the U.S. and the United Kingdom. Senior officials in Armenia and Azerbaijan are dismissing the idea of peace talks anytime soon. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports days of clashes between the two nations are threatening to draw other countries into the conflict.
The UN Security Council is among those calling on Armenia and Azerbaijan to halt the fighting that began Sunday and resume talks to negotiate their differences over the enclave known as Nagorno-Karabakh. But Azerbaijan's president is quoted as saying it's Armenia that's obstructing any peace process, and Armenia's prime minister said talking about negotiating is very hard when military operations are underway. Both leaders spoke to Russian television. Turkey's openly backed Azerbaijan in the clashes. Armenia claimed one of its fighter jets was shot down by a Turkish F-16, a claim Ankara rejected as absolutely untrue. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
French police say a huge boom heard in Paris today was the sound of a French fighter jet breaking the sound barrier. Startled people reported hearing the sonic boom in the French capital and its suburbs. It rattled windows and prompted a surge in calls to the police. A spokesman for the French army said that the fighter jet had gone to assist another plane. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.